Episode 1973, The Power of Connection.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. You made it. Yes, it's Friday. Yay, can you believe it? Come on. You got to stand up, sit down, jump around, you know, throw your hands up in the air. When it's Friday, that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and we are leaving it all out on the table. Oh, come on. It's all about the power of connection. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn life around. Leo Buscaglia said it best, "This is the power of connection." But why is it that life requires a disruption to the norm in order for us to pay attention? It doesn't matter if it's within your family, your community, or throughout your state and country. Living life until life happens to you is not a way to live. But unfortunately, it takes the crazy times to get us to open our eyes. I want to give you fair warning here. This is probably going to make you uncomfortable. This is not a conversation that people want to have. They don't want to have it with their own family, let alone someone that they tune into every single day. But here at Create Your Now, I believe in having tough conversations. And so when I was really thinking about what I wanted to talk about when it came to Confessions of an Upset Mama and what was really boiling in my heart, it really came down to what's happening here in the United States, the unjust, the lack of equality, the lack of recognition, so many things. And I'm sure you have words that you can fill in the blanks. But one thing that it all comes down to is the power of connection. You know, my son, number 4 or 5, is graduating from high school. And in fact, they did a very unique graduation. They're kind of making a simulated graduation. And so they broke it down into alphabets, groupings, and we were allowed up to 8 guests per graduate. And we went through in a line, social distancing, et cetera, wearing our masks and all of that. And we were able to watch our child walk across the stage and accept their diploma. Now, this was kind of a long process. It took about 30 or so minutes to go through the whole thing. And you never sat down. You were always moving from one little marker to the next little marker. But it was interesting. During this time of graduation, and it's been one of these things, he was supposed to have graduated May 15th of 2020. And here it is, just graduating yesterday, kind of a make-believe scenario to where they're going to put them all together and then have this virtual graduation, which seems like it happened, but it really didn't. Well, because it's all spread out and you got all this stuff, it's really given me a lot of time for reflection. You know, it's only natural for me to go back and replay life from knowing about this little blessed baby surprise that I was going to have number 4 or 5 all the way through the arrival of graduation day. Now, I'm not a perfect mom. I make mistakes every single day. However, one thing I have tried to instill within each of my children is respect. Yet this is a word that is muted in our conversations and our actions. We are quick to complain and point fingers, But what about respect? Respect is defined as the due regard for the feelings, wishes, rights, or traditions of others. The power of connection begins with respect. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You got to begin with respect. Impact in the world is developed by a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or even a small act of kindness. But all we do is think selfishly about our own desires and lean on what best serves the individual, quote unquote, self. How does that show respect? It does not. If we want to have these tough conversations about right or wrong in our community, we as the parents need to start having these tough conversations at home first. And I know this is hard to hear. I told you it was going to be a tough one. But someone has to be willing to start the conversation. So as you know, I don't beat around the bush here at Create Your Now. I tell it how I see it. Impact starts at home. You are your biggest influencer in your child's life. They watch you. And believe it or not, they model you. You're like, no, my son doesn't take after me. My daughter, are you kidding me? Oh, no, they do. I know. I have sons and daughters. Now I even have a son-in-law. And I'm thinking, maybe he'll only get the better side of both my hubby and me. You know, because we'll rub off on him eventually because he will be around us. It's called mannerisms. But if our mannerisms do not start with respect, how do you think that's going to look when they go out into the real world? It's not. They're not going to know or understand. They're going to think, well, gosh, all I want is this and I'm going to go out and get it. Think about the kind of society we live in. There is no more saving money till I can go buy it. Oh, no. We get online and we just sit there and find something. Oh, wait, I can get a loan. I can get a credit card. I can get money. You get it, you can go get it. And that's what happens. It's this immediate gratification. There is no waiting time. There is this no, I am going to prepare in advance for. These are tough conversations, but I'm telling you right now, we are losing respect. And I'm not just sharing this with you. I'm sharing it with my own family. We've had tough conversations over the last week or so. And we always have tough conversations in our family, partly because my children, okay, yes, they like to challenge their mother and their father, but they like to challenge us with their knowledge, which brings forth great conversations. And there are times that I'm like, oh my gosh, I better go look something up because I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. And I don't want to sit there and give an opinion when I don't know what they're talking about. And I've had to own that. Do you know how tough it is for a mom not to have the answer? Oh yeah, it's pretty tough, especially for this mama. Come on, it's confession day. Own it. Impact starts at home. We have to begin to start having these conversations with our children, whether we want to or not. I know we roll our eyes about talking about the birds and the bees and the honey nut trees. Yes, sexual intimacy, oh my gosh. But we've got to get down to the nitty gritty. And it's talking about human nature and respect. Everyone in this world, no matter what their color is, no matter where they are from, no matter their economic status, no matter their education, everyone deserves respect. Period. And we have to let our children know that at all ages. I was having a tough conversation with our eldest daughter. And we were just sharing thoughts and ideas. And it's great because You know, our children can challenge us. And it actually allows me as a mom to have even further clarity, to fine-tune my thoughts and to go, well, gosh, if I think about it that way, okay, maybe I can see your point. Or wait, what about this? We go back and forth. And a lot of times it's not about right or wrong. It's about opening up the door for what? Conversation. But we're leading with respect. And no one's talking about that. So you want to talk about a confession today? We've got to start impacting the world that we touch. And it starts at home first. And it begins with respect. So what does that look like in the real world? Well, there's three things. Number one, you got to ask the tough questions. I don't care what they are. You got to ask them. And then number two, you have to listen without judgment. They go hand in hand. You have to ask and then you have to listen. I don't know how old you are, but I know for me, I had my children when, number one, cell phones did not exist. Okay, I take that back. They were like the size of a pocketbook. Okay, like the big purses. They took over your whole head. That's how big they were. We didn't have DVDs at that time. We were still working off of VHS. If you're not sure what that is, it's called video cassettes. And before that, it was Memorex. Yeah, those little cassette players. And believe it or not, I was young enough to even remember 8-tracks. Okay, I'm going way back. And records, yeah, they're not DVDs. Those 48s, I know they're coming back in style. So that's just to paint a picture as to how far back I go. And so it's very interesting that as you move through, technology changes. And to a degree, because of technology advancements, it also changes our thought processes. Why? Because we have information now at our fingertips, literally. I was just having a conversation with one of my kiddos. And I said, you know what? I didn't have the luxury when I was pregnant with all of you to be able just to order something and send it back. I could order it, but it would take 7 to 10 days. There was no Amazon. There was this long snail mail. We didn't have email. Faxing was a big thing. And there was an investment to go and have a fax. Because if you wanted to call somebody long distance, it cost 10 cents a minute, and that's if you were doing really good on a weekend. So you begin with respect by asking the tough questions and then listening without judgment, and it goes both ways. And you can set these boundaries. When you're having these conversations, say, you know what? I want to hear you out, but can we come to an agreement right now that we're going to ask each other tough questions, but we're also going to agree to listen to each other. We're not going to sit there and point fingers. We're not going to yell at each other. We might get a little bit passionate, so our voices may go up, but it's not about right or wrong. It's about understanding the other person and their perspective. That's what you're coming to initially. You've got to come together. Because a crazy thing is this. A lot of what we think about is actually the same, but we say it totally different. And so then when you have another group of people, meaning like, let's say your children versus mom and dad, those are two separate groups. Mom and dad may be on the same page, but they're talking a whole different language than the children are. And the children are like, I don't see that. But when you begin to sit down and actually start having these conversations, you're like, oh my gosh, we're saying the same thing, but just differently. Ask the tough questions. Listen without judgment. And number three, act out of love. Unconditional love. If you can't do that, I'm going to be real with you. There's a lack of respect. Impact starts at home? Are you asking? Are you listening? Are you acting out of love? I know for a lot of us, we discipline what? Out of anger. We're mad. Or we discipline out of disappointment. No, we can't do that. You got to discipline with what? Respect. And you're like, yeah, but if they disobeyed, they don't deserve it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What did we all disagree to at the very beginning? Human beings deserve respect. Now, we may not like their actions, but we need to hear them out. We cannot come to the table if we are not willing to respect the other person. Ask, listen, act. You know, none of us have all the right answers. I know I don't. But as a family, you can come to understand one another with more clarity and then be able to carry that out into your community, into your state, into the country, into the world that you touch. The power of connection takes work. It's not going to happen overnight. It's being willing to do it every single day. And as your kids get older, guess what? You're going to have to talk more because their vocabulary changes. But in that, I say you may have to talk more, but that's not always the case. Sometimes it's about asking one question and then being quiet and letting them talk with no reaction, except listening and beginning to understand and maybe asking deeper questions. No, it's not easy, but I'm telling you, when you do that, you're actually softening their heart because they are entrusting you with theirs. And they're saying, oh my gosh, if she's willing to sit here and listen to my perspective, and she's not gonna like yell at me because I don't agree with her, maybe I can tell her a little bit more of something. The power of connection. You know, when you are willing to put the work in, the rewards are beautiful. So what's holding you back? This isn't a time to feel guilty or even feel that you have it all under control. I don't want you to even think that way. I don't want you to try to put your finger on it. What I want to do is I want to challenge you to begin with respect. That needs to come into our conversations now. And it's got to start at home. And guess what? What better time? This is summertime. Maybe you're still finishing up school. We're already done with school. Wherever you are in that summertime, use these next few months to really begin to have these deeper conversations. Not, oh, wow, did you see the moon outside? Go a little bit deeper. Wow, did you see the moon outside? Do you wonder how far away it is? You know, have you ever thought about, you know, someone actually going to the moon? Now, I know we're talking about the moon in general, right? You need to talk about other things too. But you want to be able to ask questions that aren't being asked. And you've got to challenge your kids in a positive sense, meaning get them to think. Because when you begin to hear their responses, you begin to understand their heart. And when you begin to understand their heart, the power of connection is even greater. It grows. And ultimately, with every single day that you have with your child, you want that power of connection to increase. Because as that increases, you are elevating them as an individual. You're preparing them to go out into the real world. And ultimately, that's what we're doing as parents. We want to raise them up to be incredible young men and women so they can go out and what? impact the world that they touch. I know it's probably nothing that you really wanted to talk about on Confession Day. I mean, come on, it's Confession Day, so let's be honest. We don't like these conversations. I don't. But with what is happening in our world today, the injustice, the pandemic, there's a lot of conversations that need to be had. Are you willing to start today with your family? The power of connection begins with respect. You got this. I believe in you. You're doing awesome. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.